Today is Afghanistan Independence Day, and the Taliban is marking the occasion by declaring victory over the United States. But Afghans are also marching against Taliban rule and in defiance of violent crackdowns on protests across the country that have left several people dead. Let's bring in Charlotte Bellis. She's in Kabul. She's a reporter for Al Jazeera English. And Charlotte, what are you seeing today?
Hello. Well, it has actually been quite a mixed bag. I mean, like you said, with Independence Day, it's traditionally celebrating independence from British rule in 1919. And I've been here for Independence Day for a few years. And usually it's quite a joyous time where you've got people out on the kind of big convoys waving the Afghan flag. They're playing loud music. The children are out. It's actually a wonderful time. But today it was quite subdued. Predominantly because the flag is such a central part of the celebration. I mean, I've seen soldiers in the past with flags stuck in their uniform. And today we really didn't see that because the Taliban have taken away a lot of the Republic's flag and raised their own flag in its place. And so, it was subdued and there were protests against it. They started yesterday and there were some protests today. And it was a mix of Taliban dispersing crowds, and traditionally they do that by shooting into the air, and that caused a stampede in one instance that killed people. Other people were shot in Kabul. I was actually about to do a live for our network when a couple of minutes beforehand there was just heavy, heavy machine gun fire a couple of hundred meters from us. As people tried to raise the old flag on the hill, and the Taliban just unleashed machine gun fire towards them, and a lot of people were injured. So there's this kind of push and shove on that instance. But then there was also positives to take from the day, because it was also Ashura, which is a religious holiday for Shia Muslims, predominantly in Afghanistan. They've been targeted by ISIS on this day, and the Taliban put extra security for them to protect them and really looked after them and Shia, in the Shia community, they were really thankful for that. So it was a really mixed bag of crackdown versus protection of minorities.
The Taliban has said their violent rule is a thing of the past. You're seeing that that's playing out differently on the ground, depending on where you are. You actually visited a hospital in Kabul where there's been a surge of patients since the Taliban took over. What did you see there?
Yeah, the surge happened after President Ghani fled on Sunday. A lot of it was to do with the airport, where crowds of people, thousands upon thousands of people, trying to get into the airport to get on some of these evacuation flights. A lot of them don't have visas, but they're just trying their luck, and they swamped the tarmac the other day. And a lot of people have died in this, whether they've been shot or as part of a stampede, people even trying to clinging on to US aircraft. So there's been a surge in hospitalizations, but it only happened actually for a couple of days. And then when I went yesterday, it had quietened down a little bit. So I think there was an unsettled period where there was looting, there was criminals, there was this airport chaos, and it all kind of culminated in this surge. But it seems that it's quietened down a little bit now, but there is a heavy, heavy security on the streets from the Taliban. What? They've sent in hundreds of special forces to keep things quiet.
You know, before I let you go, I have just another minute with you. But what about the state of other services like electricity and cell phone service and water and public safety?
Everything is continuing on as it was last week. It's quite bizarre. I was thinking that there'd be disruption. I mean, if you go from one government to another on within a matter of hours, to think that all government institutions could keep running uninterrupted would be a big task. But for the most part, it has actually carried on uninterrupted. I mean, I went to work in the morning and there were Afghan police and soldiers on the checkpoints. And when I came home from work, there were Taliban on checkpoints. I left the hotel in the morning and Taliban fighters walked past me with machine guns and said good morning. It was a flip of a dime of going from one government to the Taliban.
Charlotte, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Charlotte Bellis is in Kabul. She's a reporter for Al Jazeera English.